Karen Terry has been volunteering with the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center for more than 40 years, working as a patient advocate and at the information desk. But she says her work as a jewelry purchaser at the gift shop has been her favorite for moments like this one that she had with a customer.
She had a pair of earrings that her husband had given her. He had come in here as a patient in his wheelchair and picked out this pair of earrings for her. And she lost one of them. And he passed away. And she felt so horrible that she wasn't able to wear them anymore.
Terry was able to reach out to the original vendor and ask them for a replacement. They sent her another pair free of charge.
She wrote me the letter to thank me and the company because of the fact that her husband had passed away, and it meant an awful lot to her to have them.
The gift shop has been in business for 60 years. It's been run with 3 paid staff positions, and the rest of the staff are volunteers like Terry who make purchases, ring up customers, and offer their support to strangers. The gift shop is nestled in a food court in the middle of a busy hub for doctors and patients. When you walk in, you're greeted with a stand of local New Hampshire chocolates. Joanne Linke is a volunteer who purchases toys. She says the gift shop can be a lifeline for patients that are sick, and also for medical staff who need to buy a quick present for the holidays.
A lot of staff are working 12-hour shifts. They don't have an opportunity to go shopping. So I think the gift shop is really like the gem in the tiara of DH.
Since 2000, the gift shop has donated over $5 million back to the medical center. Funds that have helped nurses go to school with scholarships, have bought equipment, and offered support services for patients. It's one of the parts Linke says she finds satisfying about her job. She was a nurse and spent the past 8 years of her retirement volunteering for the gift shop.
There was a man in here one day, and his young adult daughter was dying. I didn't know that because we can't ask, why are you here? Why, you know, how'd you break your arm?
Volunteers have to be careful not to violate a patient or a loved one's privacy.
I just said to him, I said, you look so sad. And then he told me his daughter. And I said, can I give you a hug? And this man literally collapsed onto me. And I felt good that if hopefully he took comfort from that.
Cresta King comes into the medical center all the time. She has stage 4 cancer. She also lost part of her sight and hearing. Plus, she suffered a heart attack recently. But today, she is making her first visit to the gift shop. She is buying earrings for her 3 daughters.
I have this weird thing where I have a color vision deficiency and I can only comfortably see the color blue. So actually 2 of the gifts I got were blue. And then my daughter Alyssa likes spiders and snakes. So we got her one that's the spider on a web. It was on the Halloween rack.
Visitors also include members of the community like Brenda Walker, who lives in the area.
I just love this store. I purposely go out of my way.
Walker is grabbing a pair of socks for someone who visited national parks just this past summer. So she wanted a pair where the proceeds of the sale would go back to the parks.
Yeah, it's just, they always have something new. It's not too far out of one's price range. And, you know, it's your own fault if you leave dissatisfied.
Olivia Richardson, NHPR News.